Hello and welcome to the Sacral Chakra Virtual Bonfire Event. This is our Sacral Chakra Bonfire Event for our global community. That's you. We're burning the barriers to love, creativity, abundance, and passion. We are so excited to get started. And with me today, I have Ian Shelley, the creator of His Every Action, a global movement for men to step into their noble ability. So thank you so much for hosting this event with me, Ian.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Crystal. It's been so wonderful looking forward to this event, and I've been stoking the fire, piling the logs on. I'm sitting here on the virtual beach and just watching the sunset. And it's going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. So thanks so much for getting this all organized.
It is such a pleasure to connect with you. I mean, I am so excited that you are here because the work that you have done is so fabulous, what you're doing with men. And I have to say, we so appreciate you holding space for this special event.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, in my journey, what I've come to realize is that there's been such a tremendous movement and initiation, mostly amongst women. And whenever I look around at groups and communities, it's mostly women that are in there doing all the work. And so I think it's really time for men to step up and step into the masculine and really step up and hold the space and support the energies as they move forward towards feminine. But we need to really open our hearts as masculine. I think that events like this will really help that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, here we are, masculine and feminine, really showing up. And it's so important in the sacral chakra, when we're talking about the sacral chakra, because this is where creation happens. We have the beautiful energy of the masculine and feminine present there, and most importantly for that sacral chakra, because the energies of manifestation want to dance together. They want to come into that place of movement and flow. And we know that the masculine really is that beautiful divine structure for us, and creating a context for that feminine energy to receive the light, to become that Shakti energy and begin to flow. So here we are today at our lovely sacral chakra bonfire, and I want you all to imagine that you're just going to the beach, you're heading down to the beach, and you're seeing the flames already starting to flicker. But before we get started in going into that beautiful guided journey that I'll take us all on, I have a surprise for you all. So drum roll, please, Ian.
That's my best drum roll.
That's awesome. So with that, I'm going to be doing some live intuitive readings on your sacral chakras. So for some of you, you'll be able to know specifically what you need to clear today, what's in the way of your true abundance, unlimited creativity, and passion for life. So if you would, just take a second now to put your name, location, and what should we have them say in the comments to let us know they're ready for an awesome intuitive reading, Ian?
How about we have them put in, let the flames begin?
That sounds great. Okay, everyone. So you're going to put, let the flames begin, in the cue box. So you can look at that webinar page, and to the left, you're going to see that there's a question box. Be sure to put your name and put where you're actually located right now. And then, of course, just as Ian says, let the flames begin, okay? So we'll get to know that you want an intuitive reading. I don't think we're going to be able to get to everyone, of course, because we have hundreds of people on this call right now. We're jamming here. But we're going to get to as many as we can, okay? So, yes, we are going to light a fire within our sacral chakra and use that orange energy of the sacral chakra to burn off some of that shame and fear and guilt. So, yes, we're ready to get started.
Well, thanks, Crystal. Let's, I think, how about we go ahead and if you could just spend a little bit of time talking about the sacral chakra itself and its role that it plays in the energetic body. I think if you can just set that stage for everyone, that would be great.
Okay, sure, I can do that. So, you know, the sacral chakra we know is the second chakra, so it's right below the belly button. And this chakra really allows for us to bring the passionate energy for life through our body. So again, as I had mentioned, we're looking at this energy center as a way for the masculine and feminine to do their dance, to merge and to dance for creation. So this is a lot about money and finances and manifestation and bringing the abundance through the amount of life force we need to actually put into a creation in order for it to come into fruition. And so the energies begin with a manifestation by being in the ether, being in the higher realms, in the realm of nothingness. And then, of course, the feminine plants this aha moment, right? It's the epiphany. It's when the light turns on, and literally that light turns on in that sacral chakra, and the energies begin to flow. And with that, we find that this area is also a place for us to hone our skills, to really be sharp in that way of making sure that what we want to manifest, we're manifesting, and the things that are blocking the manifestations get cleared. Also, that is our area of sexuality. And as we know, so many of society's limitations also put limitations on our ability to actually be open about what's going on with our sexuality, with the sexual energy, and how that lends us to the creation process. And again, what we're looking at is the expressiveness of our own individual passion for life, because that's how that sexuality actually wants to be converted. It wants to be transformed and transmuted from nothing to something. And so we see that many times people get into relationships. I know I've done it myself, where getting into relationships with someone who drains all of the life force energy out. And especially, this can happen for men or women, especially for women, though, because the feminine is the manifesting energy. The feminine calls forth and brings forth the connections that create the synchronicities and allow for that literal live Shakti life force to flow in and through. So if there is a mismatch in relationship and a masculine energy, male or female, masculine energy plugs into the feminine sacral chakra, then what happens is they are drained of their life force and the energies start to shift. Now, when a woman gets drained in her sacral chakra of that life force energy, she starts to go into almost like this drying out, you know. She actually starts to lose her sense of self, and that reflects self-esteem, that reflects on the level of confidence, that reflects at a level of trust. And so we really want to make sure today that if you are a male or if you're running more masculine energy, you make sure that you are not plugging into anyone else's sacral chakra in a way that is pulling or draining. Now, when the feminine plugs into the masculine energy of the sacral chakra in a shadow side way, we're looking at neediness, dependency, right? That's where the codependence comes in. So, again, all of these dynamics can potentially cause a lesser flow of the energy of manifestation and creation, or literally have it come to, you know, a screeching halt and not be able to have any of that juice and that yumminess that needs to be present for the activity of the dance of masculine and feminine to manifest and to create.
Wow, that's great information. And I sit here in the on the virtual beach. I can see that dancing in the flames. So we've had enough people putting in their name. So I'm really excited to get this going and have some readings done. So Crystal, are you ready?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally ready.
Okay. Deirdre from BlackRock.
All right. So just connecting in and just seeing now the blockage that I'm seeing is actually in the sacral chakra, but it ties into the heart space. Okay, so this is about pure love. This is about a past life issue that is betrayal of love. And actually, it appears like there's a knife that stabbed into your front heart chakra, and the sacral chakra is being drained because of your unwillingness to accept what happened. Let me see how many past lives ago. So it was 7 past lives ago. So you'll need to pull out that knife in your heart and restore the energy and go ahead and go back to that past life along the timeline and start to see if you can remove the emotional energy of hurt. And there's a bit of disappointment, sadness, and a feeling of anger that's just about to come out. Clear those emotions and let's have you replace those and also replace it with forgiveness.
Thank you. Katrina from Cleveland.
So, Katrina, in looking at your sacral chakra, what I actually see is a cap on the back side of your sacral chakra. And we have to be watchful of that, okay? Because when we're looking at when things get capped off, what we're seeing is it's literally a shutting down or a closing off. It's a protective mechanism. Now, this protective mechanism came from, it looks like a past life as well, but it looks like it was only 2 past lives ago. I'm not sure exactly why you started protecting that sacral chakra, but what I can tell you is there's a lot of grief there. So I think you were mourning over a loss. And so you put a protective mechanism like, I'm never going to be in a loving relationship again where I give my full heart and my full self to someone. Okay, so you're going to need to clear that.
Thank you. Teresa from Boise.
Okay, Teresa. All right, getting in there. And what I'm seeing with that sacral chakra is like this, na, 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 you can't make me do it. And there's a persona there. And that persona doesn't want you to actually, you know, it's a fear. It's like, you can't make me do it. But again, that's something that's protective. You're protecting yourself from what? And what I'm seeing is that there's a real underlying fear of being present and being seen. So what we're looking at is you have a fear of being taken advantage of for your creations, almost like someone's going to steal them or take from you, okay? So with that one, let's just check to see. I think what we want to do is have you pull that aspect out that's doing the na-na-na-na-na and really work with that aspect, clear the emotional energies around that one, and then replace the emotional energies and use that energy for something else. Give it a new assignment.
Thank you. Sharon from Port Crane.
Okay, so now going in and seeing your sacral chakra, what I'm seeing is liar, liar, liar. And there's this whole attitude that's showing up of, you know, someone has lied to you. You feel that you've been neglected in a way as well. I'm feeling a sense of isolation, okay, in the sacral chakra. Now, this actually comes through a genealogical ancestral line. And in looking at that, oh, my gosh, it's mother's line, and it goes back 20 generations ago, okay? So you're going to need to go back there and do the clearing from that point of pain. And as you clear the emotional energy from that point of pain, you're going to actually unhook this pattern that has been handed down to you.
Thank you. Sarah from Canada.
Okay, Sarah, let me just tune in here and see what's going on with your sacral chakra. Your sacral chakra is actually way too open. So what's happening is people take advantage of that energy. When your sacral chakra is too open, and they take advantage, it's like they're siphoning it out of you, okay? Now, interesting enough, I do see one cord, and this cord is a masculine cord, and I'm looking at around 19 or 20 years old in this lifetime, okay? And what I want to have you do is use your hand and actually imagine bringing your sacral chakra down from about 15 inches in diameter to about 7 inches in diameter, okay? So we need to have it shrunk down a little bit. And everyone, if you don't know this, you're actually in charge of what's going on with your chakras. And I think it's important, Ian, if I may, to just talk a little bit about what the chakra is needing and why it spins and what it's actually doing. So should I go into that right now?
Yeah, I think that would be really good. I was thinking about something to ask how people can specifically keep their chakras, specifically their sacral chakra, healthy, and you know, what type of work they can do to ensure that it doesn't get too open or they don't absorb too much energy from other people, for example.
Okay, yeah, great question. That's perfect. Okay, so, you know, thinking about the sacral chakra, if you're looking at yourself, right, you're looking at yourself and you're seeing your chakras, they're going to be spinning clockwise. Okay, they're spinning clockwise. And the reason why chakras spin is that they actually pull life force energy into and through your aura and into the meridians and into the body. So they bring life force energy to your organs in your body. They fuel you. If you've been tired, if you've been exhausted, if you have felt like there's blockages that, you know, even your memory is you're losing memory and it's not as good as it used to be, you know, you can look at the chakras and look at the energy bodies, the aura around your body. The chakras spin just like little fan blades. And as we see the chakras spinning, we know that they're pulling that universal life force energy. But just like a fan, you can see the residue, right, that accumulates on those little fan blades, and it gets really sticky, right? So
like
what we're
dust.
Looking at is, go ahead.
I said like dust. So you can just visualize dust on a fan blade, right?
Yes, definitely. And when we look at that dust, we see the stickiness of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it accumulates in the motor of that fan. And pretty soon, you know, it's like how many of us actually clean that? We just throw the fan out, you know. Well, we can clean the blade, but if it gets into the motor part of it, we don't clean that. And it's the same thing that happens with our chakras. They spin and they pull life force energy, whereas the regular fan is pulling in dust. Even though we can't see dust just floating around, we see the evidence of it in the fan blade. Well, what happens when we're growing up is every experience is actually filled with, just like the dust, it's filled with the vibrational dust. It's filled with that vibrational sediment. And so we usually, in our mind's eye, will take a snapshot. And we will have the feeling tone of the vibration that's present there. And that will be like the glue that holds that snapshot into the photo album of our mind. Well, where do we hold all of that? We hold it in the chakras. We hold it in our energy centers. And so you see the need to actually clean and clear out on a regular basis. Some of you on the call today have never fully, thoroughly gone in and started cleaning the images that, again, had the emotional attachment to them. And also, if some of you have been in a relationship and you're trying to get that person out of your, you know, the mind's eye, and you can't do it, like their face or their picture keeps popping up, it's because there's emotion that keeps that image in place, and it's connected to whatever chakra was impacted, okay, at the time that that snapshot was there. So in other words, some of you, you know, when a song comes on, it might anchor you and trigger you to some event, okay? Maybe you and your beloved had a song, and now you're broken up, and it's so hurtful when you hear that song. What is it doing? It's triggering the anchor. So it pops up the image and the feeling tone vibration. And in order to clear that anchor, you have to clear the image and the emotion, the memories out of your chakras, okay? So that's really what we're doing here today, is we're making sure that we're going to be really thorough. We've got this beautiful bonfire going and the flames and the popping sounds, and you can see the flickering, because we are all intending at a high level that this stuff that has been blocking us, that are barriers literally now to those chakras spinning and flowing and us being able to just manifest easily, that's going to be cleared out today.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I am feeling just so much support here. I just feel that with everyone on the call here, everyone is intending, that fire is just getting hotter and hotter, and it's almost like, not even figuratively, I mean, the level of support that I feel that is in the space is just amazing. I mean, this really happens when people get together with intentions, and they get together as a community. So I'm really excited about the process that you're going to share with us later on. Because I know that there's some things that I personally have that I haven't thrown into the fire for a while, and I know that they're in there, and that dust has just been accumulating, and I know it's impacting me in some ways. And I definitely want to get to some more readings, Crystal, but how are some of the ways that this dust affects people? How does this manifest in people's lives and the energetic bodies? How does it show up in real life?
Yeah, excellent. It can show up in so many ways, but really what we're looking at is, you know, when you put so much effort out and you're trying to make something happen, right? That's the masculine way of being forceful, trying to make that chakra continue to put out life force energy and, you know, really driving beyond what you're supposed to be doing. And what happens sometimes is that it will all just collapse. Or it won't reveal any fruits from all of the labor that you have put in. Also, what we see is, you know, if there's a barrier, what happens is in relationship, the area of relationship, where you want to open yourself to someone, you want to be vulnerable, you want to show up and to share, but you just can't say it. You can't get it out, or you can't feel light and flowing when you're up against someone that really is giving you an opportunity to share love with them. And so we see it in so many different dynamics and ways. We can also see it as you just not being valued, you know, where you think you should be paid a certain amount and people aren't paying you anywhere close to that. You know, we all do have this beautiful container for abundance. And sometimes we're just not able to receive that energy. The chakras actually blocked in this way go very deep, because guess what? It's not just your blockages that you've manifested in this lifetime. Maybe in a past life, or maybe based on how your family thought it should manifest. Or how your family thinks, what it thinks about money, what it thinks about being prosperous, you know. So it can show up in many ways.
Thank you. Well, are you ready to do some more readings? Should we get some more done? There's so many people that have put their names in here, and we're just not going to be able to get to everyone. There's literally, I'm not kidding, there's literally hundreds and hundreds of people that have put their names in, and there's absolutely no way we'll be able to get to all of them on this call. But can we do some more?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. So let's start with Catherine from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. So just tuning into your sacral chakra. Yours is in the back sacral chakra. And the back sacral chakra is saying, help me, help me, help me. And this is coming from a genealogical event in your mother's timeline. Okay, so it goes through your mom's genealogical line. It's about 12 generations ago, and it's this whole, you know, damsel in distress, okay? So if you are, you know, have any of that in you, the damsel in distress, it's going to be more like, well, I can't manifest myself. I'm going to rely on someone else to help me. Someone else has to provide the energy, okay? And so you're going to go back again along that timeline, and you're going to need to address the emotional energy there. And what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing some underlying shame and guilt from the feminine and the feminine side, okay? So that's what you'll need to clear.
Thank you. Well, let's go across the pond, so to speak. Let's go across the ocean to Cambridge, United Kingdom, Lorraine.
Okay, Lorraine. So looking at your sacral chakra, you have a bit of front and back. And this is a projection onto you, okay? And what I'm seeing is a past life projection that you were supposed to literally put out. Like you were supposed to provide, you know, this kind of fun and the life of the party and the energy. And even the sexual energy was taken from you. It was as if you were just supposed to, you know, generate that sexual energy for the pleasure of the masculine at that time. I don't see it being like prostitution or anything like that, but I see that the person that you were linked with, almost in a prearranged marriage, that somehow he was just using you for that, and there was no love. And so what we're looking at is that you have this old belief about others not being able to recognize or give you praise, okay? Like you don't feel worthy of praise for things. You feel like you're just supposed to be used, okay? So what this is showing up as is a shadow side of the feminine. So you've got to work on the shadow feminine, and you've got to make sure you're not just letting people take or you giving your energy away, okay?
Thank you. Let's go to Australia. Let's go to Joe in Sunshine Coast, Australia.
Okay, so let's just check to see here. So this is, yeah, this is a very small, I'm seeing in the sacral chakra in the front, very small container. It's like a little tin cup that is your container for abundance, okay? So imagine if you've got this little tiny tin can, and that's what you're using to receive, you know, prosperity. And when we think of prosperity, don't just think of it as money. Think of prosperity as the richness of life. So when you're able to receive beauty of life, when you're able to receive spiritual wisdom, that's the richness of prosperity. When you're able to actually, yes, receive abundance, money in the form of grace, you know, God's grace coming down and providing for you when you don't even have to make the effort to do it or to reach out for it. It comes to you. So you've got this little tiny tin can. Well, hon, you're going to have to, you know, get a bigger tin cup, actually, not tin can, a tin cup, okay? So you've got to replace that.
Fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about that. So if we have these containers within us, what can we do to increase the size, or maybe plated with gold? So it's a gold-plated tin cup, for example, versus, you know, something that may be rusty or small. What can we do to actually change that?
You know, it's all about imagination. And what I love is I'm totally a fanatic with energy. You know, I mean, I live it, breathe it. This is my world. And, you know, as a multi-sensory intuitive, I see things. And this is how I got started. Years ago, way back in 2000, you know, I had my experience where I didn't feel worthy of receiving. You know, I was in an abusive relationship, and with my ex-husband, you know, he got addicted to drugs, and even though he was a good person, he, with his addiction, he became very abusive physically, emotionally, mentally, and I had to just really reclaim my power. So as I started looking in, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I've been so narrowly focused on just trying to get love and receive from this man. You know, I mean, I was this loyal wife. I was dedicated and really committed. And, you know, it didn't pay off in the end for me to stay beyond what was comfortable. But I did it because I had this little tiny receptacle. You know, I thought of myself as small and only worthy of a little bit. And, you know, as I started awakening and having my lightning bolt, you know, experience of opening, I started seeing energy and being able to tune in and see that some people, they have no idea of their potential. And I could start seeing and interacting with their higher selves. And so, yes, some people literally have these very tiny, tiny little containers, but I want you to all think about your whole body, your aura, is your container for the divine. And if you imagine just closing your eyes and imagine, you know, what is the size of my container for abundance, literally for money, for finances, you're going to get an image. And you have the ability with your imagination to clear that. You know, today you could potentially, you know, dismantle that image. And you can see why. You can literally talk to that container, that image, and see why. Does it come from your father's line or your mother's line? Does it come from a past life? Does it come from in the womb? Where does it come from? What is the belief around that image? And you're going to see, and if you get something like, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, don't accept that. Go deeper. Try to find that very specific event, that what we call that point of pain, and start to see, is there a part of you that actually is playing that out, sabotaging you, not letting yourself speak up and speak out, to voice your opinion, to step into the limelight, to be the truth of who you are. With your imagination, you can change that image, and you can turn that receptacle into something bigger, something larger. And then, of course, you have to take the steps, doing the energy work, but you're doing a little bit of that today. It's going to affect it in a big way. And you're going to now claim that you are taking your abundance in your own hands with the divine's grace coming in. So you do it with your imagination, and you make sure that you do the clearing work around any of the blockages or points of pain that are holding you back.
Fantastic. Well, I can't wait to get started on the process. I know that there's so much to throw into that fire, and it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. But before we're ready, let's take a couple more readings, and then we can start in the process. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, let's stay in the Southern Hemisphere, and let's go to Rosanna from Brazil.
Okay, let me just tune in right now with your higher self. So what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a little tiny flame, okay? And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing this person around the flame and doing everything possible to, like, gather up little twigs and little, you know, leaves and stuff, and to put that into the fire, into this little flame, to try to keep it going. You know, it's like igniting the flame of creativity, but there's all this idea of there's limitation. Like, it's tiny little bitty twigs and tiny little leaves that you're putting into this tiny little flame. And the truth is that limitation is not allowing for, again, that spark, that juiciness, that aliveness, that feeling of, you know what, I am connected to the divine feminine. I'm connected to the divine masculine. I am calling forth now the abundance of energy and flow and life force. And from my noble heart's desire, this is what I'm creating. Universe, please send me the people. Send me the beings that are going to support this coming into fruition for my highest good. See, that's the attitude, but this persona that you have that's acting out and making everything really tiny and small, it's based on limitation, okay? So you've got to pull that persona out of you and really check to see what does it look like and what is its belief around limitation and lack, okay? And then you've got to have a conversation with this aspect. Again, clear the emotional energy, because remember, the emotional energy is what holds that pattern into place and keeps that persona animated and alive, affecting you in daily life. Clear the emotion, and we always replace with a higher vibrational emotion, and then you can give a new assignment to this energy and merge with it again, fully integrate, okay?
Good, thank you. Let's go back up to the United States. Tabby from Colorado Springs.
Okay, now looking in, yours again is linked sacral chakra to another chakra, the one that it's linked to, sacral chakra to throat chakra, okay? Most people don't know this. The sacral chakra is directly linked to that throat chakra. Why? Because when you voice what you want to create through that throat chakra, when you voice your creation, the vibrational waves impact the ethers. They go into literally where there was nothing. Now there's something. There's a vibrational wave. And all of the energies gather together to talk about, ooh, is this a possibility for manifestation? And it's based on your subconscious blueprint, right? How worthy you feel, what you've known in this lifetime and past lives. That whole blueprint for survival, you know, the primal instincts of protection and need to control. And what I'm seeing for you is in this throat chakra, there's a blockage of really not feeling fully capable with voicing it and that it's going to come true. Instead, there's a feeling of like, okay, well, I'll share a little or I'll express a little bit, but I'm going to prepare myself for disappointment just in case it doesn't happen. So it's like a safeguard mechanism in your throat chakra, and you've got to literally pull that out. So today, you're going to pull that out while we're doing the guided journey at the sacral chakra bonfire, and you're going to throw that into the fire. And I want you to imagine all of the energy of that mechanism that was built up going into the fire. Okay?
Good. Okay, let's do Linda from Livermore.
Okay, Linda, now looking at you, okay, well, this is back sacral chakra connected to back heart chakra. There's anger, there's frustration with things that you wanted to create in the past that didn't come to fruition, okay? So with you, we're looking at, let's just check to see, it's a past life event, and it happened, wow, this is a long time ago. Let me scan, 80 past lives ago. So clearing that emotion around frustration, disappointment, and even getting into a little bit of anger with God because things didn't come through as you thought they should or would.
Okay, sounds good. And how about one more, Maria from Brisbane.
Okay, so Maria, tuning in with your higher self now, taking a look. All right, yours is in the front, and what I'm seeing is I'm seeing this exhaustion. I'm just seeing like, you know, there is a sense of trying to do something. Now, when we're trying to create, we're not being a creator, okay? And it might seem strange to say that, but when you're trying to write, you're not just being a writer and writing. You know, there's mental stuff that's coming in that's getting in the way, and that's what I see here. It's like you're trying to create, and it's all around struggle. And it's struggle, and that came from in the womb. When you were in the womb, let's see, 5 to 5.5 months when you were in the womb, this whole idea of struggling to create, right? And there's fear around this. Fear of what's going to happen, fear of if it's going to go smoothly, fear if it's going to happen at all, right? So that's what you want to do, float up above the timeline, do a little timeline work, and you're going to go back to the timeline, and you're going to clear that emotional energy out of the womb when you were in there, all that fear, all that doubt, and really replace that with some higher vibrational energies of trust. And it's going to be a process for you. You will finally step into, I am the creator. I am creator, I am co-creator, obviously, with divine, but as you step into that, you'll become the embodiment of the creative energy, and then you'll simply just flow into action, okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much for that wonderful information, and we couldn't get to everyone, of course, but, you know, I just want to say to everyone that, you know, just feel into what might be blockages. So you know your higher self knows. Just feel into those blockages and trust your higher self. And as you're standing around that fire, you know, just think about some of the things and just have them come up. And as Crystal takes you through the process, just go ahead and cast them into the fire. So Crystal, are you ready to start the process of the sacral chakra bonfire burning? The flames are hot and I think everyone's ready.
Woohoo! Well, let's go ahead, everyone. Let's go ahead. Yes. Okay, so now let's just go ahead and have you close your eyes. Closing your eyes now. And begin concentrating on your breath. Just imagine a beautiful swirling energy floating around the room like a ribbon of rainbow colors. Recognize that this energy is here for you to feel safe and secure. Notice how you feel relaxed as this energy starts to envelop your body, moving around you, starting to flow down over your head, your eyelids, your face, touching all of your facial muscles. Relaxing deeper and deeper as you get comfortable in the space. Now the energy begins moving over your jaw, letting your jaw just drop down. It flows over your neck, smoothing out the muscles in your neck. Continuing to move down over the shoulders. Imagine releasing all the tension and tightness that you are carrying in the upper back and shoulders. The energy simply washes anything away that isn't for your highest good, dissolving it, allowing it to stream down your arms and out your fingertips, down and away. Place your attention on your heartbeat and allow your breath to beat to the rhythm of your heart. Inhaling positive energy and exhaling any negativity. Allow yourself to open to all the goodness that is present for you right now. Notice how the positive energy cascades down the front and back of your body, moving into the stomach, untangling and unwinding the muscles there, and feeling the support on your lower back. Now this energy begins flowing over the hips, the thighs, and penetrates deeply into the body. Into every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body. Soak up this positive energy and surrender to its healing power to relax, restore, and refresh your systems. This energy continues down your legs into your knees, strengthening your determination and resolve to nurture yourself as you move forward into your life. Flowing down the shins, your calves, through the ankles, and into your toes, so that every step you take is an honoring of yourself along your path toward fulfilling your heartfelt desires. Call your awareness down into your body, anchoring your awareness inside your body. Imagine that energy coming down into your body below your eyebrows, behind your eyes, and in front of your spine, drawing the energy all the way down through your body as you place your attention at the base of your spine. Allow the energy to flow down through your legs, into your shins, calves, into your feet. In this way, you have all of your power maintained within the self. Now, place your attention at the base of your spine. Placing your attention now at the base of your spine, imagine forming a grounding connection for your grounding cord. Send down your grounding cord from that connection at the base of your spine, all the way down into the earth, traveling deep into the center point of the earth. And imagine it locking into a large ball of light at the center of the earth. Feel the solid strength of the ground beneath you. And let yourself be fully supported. This magnificent energetic ball of light is filled with the highest vibrational energy healing, Schumann waves. Now that you're in a state of stability, bring your attention to your heart space. Imagine opening the doors to your heart and stepping inside. You are now resting in the heart, allowing your body to align fully so that your heartbeat aligns with the pulse of the universe. You're now in a state of coherence and you're aligned with the universe and your higher self energy. It's time to connect to the golden grid, this beautiful expression of the masculine and the feminine in the structure of the universe. This golden grid will provide you with a sense of safety and security and being held by the divine. Imagine that the vertical line from the golden grid comes from up above your head, moving down through your crown chakra, through the top of your head, moving all the way through your body, down into the earth and expanding beyond the earth into infinity. One of the horizontal lines from the golden grid comes from in front of your body, moving through your heart chakra and out the back heart chakra. Another horizontal line from the grid moves from one side of your body through your heart chakra and out the other side. The golden grid connects you to all things in the universe and beyond. The structure as the golden grid is the divine masculine, and the vibrational essence is the feminine energy flowing through you, bringing whatever it is that you need for your manifestation. This vibrational resource is endless and begins to fuel your system, flowing into your chakras and into your aura. Begin to feel a sense of warmth and connection with all things as the golden energy illuminates your body and the bodies in your aura, filling up your systems with this beautiful golden light. Now, let's have you come into that space inside, refocusing your attention at the heart. And as you bring your attention into that heart space fully, I want you to imagine that you're relaxing in that heart space. You're allowing yourself to expand the space between, all the space between the cells. You're expanding that in your whole being right now, focusing on your heartbeat, getting into that rhythm, allowing you to breathe and open even more. Imagine traveling down, down, all the way down to the sacral chakra. Imagine that as you go down into the sacral chakra, that area just below your belly button, you're in the space. And there might be a collection there of memories and images. There might even be people there right now. But this is your space that you now need to claim in a very powerful way. As your divine self, make your declaration aloud. Claim the space. I now take charge of this space. This is sacred. Take charge of this space energetically, breathing in and expanding. Imagine now that you're traveling to the beach, making a sacred connection with the earth. Find yourself there at a beautiful beach, connecting with the earth and with the ocean, the earth element, the beautiful water element, and the divine masculine and divine feminine are there. The divine mother and divine father, all of the beautiful energies that are here with you today to support a thorough and powerful clearing. You can feel the intensity of the fire and know that all of the fire elementals are present too. The heat warms your body. And you will contribute now to stoking this fire with finding a piece of wood. Search now for a piece of wood like a stick. Grab that stick, hold it in your hand. Imagine now putting your intention with your sense of imagination. Imagine your intention is flowing into this piece of wood that you're holding before you, your personal intention for yourself, an intention for you, your family, an intention for your friends, for your community, the intention for the universe and its consciousness in up-leveling. And so as you take that moment to put all of your intentions into this piece of wood, imagine throwing it into the rising flames. As it's thrown in, you hear the sound of the snap and pops and all of that energy, and you see the smoke going up, sending your intentions into the golden grid. Imagine the light of intention keeps the sparks flying up and out, reaching the far ends of the universes. And this is only the beginning. Send out now an invitation to all the people you want to be there to witness how you are going to burn off these energies of old. Anyone that you feel needs to be witness to you, staking claim to your sacral chakra, to your center for creation. And so if there are people there, they're sitting around the fire, and they will watch you as you do this ritual of burning all of the old images, the old thoughts, emotions, any of the pictures, memories that you've stored up in your sacral chakra, any of the projections that others put upon you. So I want you now to gather as much as you can right now. With your imagination, gather all of those images, memories, pictures, emotions, thought forms, beliefs. And you're standing there right next to the flames. And whoever's there, it's okay. You're not even really noticing or paying much attention to them. This is your time. You're claiming in this moment that you no longer are willing to carry these images, memories, pictures, emotions, or thought forms that are holding you back. And you are no longer willing to be the depository for any of their energies. Imagine now. With that being said to all of them, I am no longer willing to carry your energy, your projections, your patterns, your paradigms, the light of the fire begins to grow larger and larger. The flame begins to even flicker even more, leaping upwards. Imagine that strong orange flame matching the color of the sacral chakra as it dances up higher and higher. It becomes hotter and hotter. Now throw into the fire the old images, the memories, the pictures, and especially burning off now the emotional energies of shame. You might even hear that fire as you throw in the shame as it pops, sparking the light even more. You might recognize it as you throw in fear. Suddenly the flame shoots up even higher. You're burning off all of the fear and shame as much as possible around you simply being you. And now you bring into your awareness all of the guilt that you stored up. Begin to now throw all of the guilt into the fire, burning off. Imagine that as you burn this guilt off and out of you, all the heaviness of the guilt goes up in flame. Throwing in rejection, all sadness, shock out of your body. Throwing it into the bonfire, burning it up today. You no longer need to carry that. Anything else that you can gather today to throw in, the old promises, the old dreams, the old incompletions, any of these old projections that others have placed upon you, what they said to you, let them burn, and all of the smoke goes up and dissipates as the divine transmutes it. And even more now, let's get more specific. From our fellow companions here, moving through the sacral ritual with us, we ask, what else? And now we throw all of this in. And as you do, you're shifting on behalf of all of those here and on behalf of all of those that are not here but can feel this energy through the grid that are accepting the releasing right now. We're releasing all of the reasons that have allowed you to not be in acceptance of yourself, not being able to forgive family, especially your mother, throwing into the flames any extra weight energy that's holding that pattern in of how you carry that weight and hold that weight for protection, for a buffer, imbalances in your body, intestinal problems, stomach problems, throwing into the flames, you're giving too much, low self-worth, a low sex drive, flowing out of you and into the flames now, any disorders, diseases that are held within your body. Heaviness in your heart, fear in your body, anger in your body. Any stagnation. Trust your higher self is drawing it out of you, your cells, your muscles, the fibers of your body, the DNA, energy of neediness, obligation, sacrificing yourself, waiting for love, all memories that prevent you to love, fears that prevent you from succeeding in business, fears that prevent you from making a lot of money, lower vibrational self-esteem issues, anything from preventing you from recognizing your divine life partner, throwing into the flames anger from neglect, negative energy in the sacral chakra, anger from abuse, disappointment, energy keeping you from moving forward, all 3D discord, verbal daggers, energy left from physical violence. Breathe and let it flow out of you into the flames, holding space. For as you are clearing this, you're clearing from all time, space, realities, dimensions, directions, releasing and letting go of expectations, letting go of emotions due to broken promises, betrayal of others, breaking down sexual barriers, releasing cords and people that no longer serve you, anything preventing you opening up to your creativity, love, and passion for life. Letting go of the patterns of compulsive spending, compulsive overeating. Releasing thick smoke and blocks. Anything that prevents you from being whole and complete. Continue to source yourself from that golden grid, bringing that life force energy to replace these energies. But now, throwing in any tendencies towards depression, energies blocking you from giving and feeling love, lower level masculine and feminine ways of relating, lack of confidence in embracing and using your intuitive gifts, clearing poverty and scarcity consciousness, sending in any resistance to living your soul's highest purpose and living in heartfelt truth and integrity. Releasing energy of isolation, self-sabotage, fear of putting yourself out there, fear of being attacked, insecurities, seeing what's wrong, clearing out self-loathing, releasing all money struggles, flowing out of your sacral chakra into that bonfire now, releasing overwhelm, separation consciousness, fibromyalgia, mental illness in the family, candida, illusions, misperceptions, letting it all go, heartache, misalignments, herpes, inflammation, confusion, addictions, deception, any lack of appreciation, letting it all go now. Invalidation, judgments and criticism of self and others, throwing it into the fire, releasing unworthiness, I'm not enough. Abandonment, fear of failure, fear of being vulnerable. I'm not wanted, and anything else, gather it up from your past lives, genealogy, ancestors, for the good of the planet Earth and all of her creatures, all of the other planets. Release the barriers, blockages, beliefs, patterns, and paradigms. This is your chance. Release the attachments. Let the flame of light from the fire burn off any residual energy, letting it go. Sit for a moment and simply watch. All of that energy is being transmuted. All of that energy can be used for something else, a greater purpose, to support you living as your higher self, the truth of you. Watch it all go up in flames, and the smoke going up into the divine universe as it dissolves, and the ashes going down into the earth. You are making a huge difference. You're making that with your conscious intention as your contribution. You are a gift. And now imagine now that all the energies are fully and completely burned up. And now, as you look close by, you see a bucket. And you recognize that you have the ability now to use the element of water to cleanse and purify the space. Grabbing that bucket and dipping it even more into the salt water that's there at this beach. It's symbolic of all the purity that's within you, the pure source of light and love, the flow, the juiciness, the sweetness of you, and the divine feminine and masculine power within you that is pure-hearted, that simply wants to be the fullest expression of divinity. Take that bucket of water and pour it on the fire. Dissolving, snuffing it out, any of the remnants, until it's entirely out. Putting out the fire. It is done. And you can now reclaim and call back your energy that's been transmuted and all of the energy coming back to your body. Everything that you released and cleared has been purified. And if it was from your own doing, you're calling all that energy back to you. If it belongs to someone else, you're sending it back to them. They may even be there witnessing you, and you're acknowledging your new truth. You have the power, and you are dismissing them with kindness and forgiveness, generosity of heart. Send them away. Everybody you invited leaves now. Everybody's energy is going back to them. You no longer need to carry them. Their energy in your body, and especially in your creative center. So you let them go. All of their energy goes back to them, and you reclaim all of your energy back to you. And you turn and you walk away, and you move into a beautiful space. Maybe you walk to some greenery, or maybe you find a beautiful solid rock. Find your spot there, away from where the fire was. And now begin communing with the divine in gratitude that you recognized your power. The divine feminine presence can now move in and through your body as it's clear and clean, and through your being. And the divine masculine energy can now move in and through your body and being to support that rich life, that prosperous life, creating a context, intention, moving into action. And you're in recognition now, bringing back all of your energy into wholeness, coming all the way back into your heart space. Coming back into your heart space now as you allow yourself on all of the levels, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, to be healed, to be restored. Coming back into wholeness, back into the heart space. Allowing your light to come in, to flow into your body on all levels. All of the space within your being is filled with the light of consciousness that is you, as a divine creator with the love of the universe. Coming all the way back to now, all the way back right here. Having restored your body, restoring your space with new perspectives, the truth of you. Now, hand on your heart, giving thanks to your guides and angels, archangels, guardian angels, all the divine beloved beings of love and light and power and service to the masters. To Divine Mother, to Divine Father, to Divine Masculine, to Divine Feminine, to your higher self, give thanks. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts and the height of true spirit realms. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you so much for your contribution as the divine being that is you and all that you are to become. As you recognize the state of oneness, we're all in unity and harmony. Thank you all, and Ian, thank you. And we so appreciate you and the masculine holding space for this special and sacred event, for our heart to feel safe and secure. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of this with me.
Thank you.
And for everyone, continue to shine your light, to be in awareness as the witness to the energy that wants to come in to serve you. Watch your levels in which you're interacting with others, the level of attachment. Ask the divine always where you should go, the choices to make. Include the divine, and that will serve you to hold your own energy and light and know how to share this sacred, sacral energy. And so with that, I want you to imagine now being on the golden grid, connected to all people and beings everywhere. Imagine all of the beauty and the prosperity and the abundance raining down around you and within your being, that there's so much vitality and stamina and energy for you to use. What is it that you want to create? Imagine sending the energy into your future lifeline. And all of your beautiful Wise One team gathers around to secure that every single step you take is divinely guided, and all of the synchronicities and circumstances are there for you to manifest your noble heart's desire. And as you share in this bliss and this joy and this gratitude and abundance today, you are now receiving all of that in return, multiplied. And so leaving this space with an open heart and a full expression of love. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you. And we hope to see you again at one of our beautiful community events. Many, many blessings to all of you, from my heart to your heart. Bye-bye, everyone.